Should probably turn this on so that this the sound could also be recorded here. Okay. So now in Parak Hey, in the fifth parak of the Tanya, the Baal Tanya is going to explain why there's something extra special about the connection that is created with Hashem through Torah, especially through Torah. There's something extra special about the connection with Hashem that is created through Torah. And that's what we're going to talk about here. Because what he's going to show us is the connection that we have with Hashem through Torah is a deeper and more, maybe higher level connection. Shalom Aleichem. We just started Parak Hey. And what the Baal Tanya is going to do tonight is that the Baal Tanya is going to show us that the connection that is created with Hashem, between the neshama and Hashem, when it comes to the study of Torah and thinking of Torah, is of the deepest connections that we can have. So we did a little bit of a review. Just to say it in one line, to get back into the flow, Chaim, we'll say like this. We'll say that the neshama wears clothing called thoughts, speech, and action of mitzvahs and Torah. And that's how the neshama is able to express itself. Without that, it's stuck in meditation land, in thoughts about Hashem, or emotions and feelings about Hashem, but it's not able to interact with the world. The way that Hashem set it up is that the neshama wears clothing that are called machshava, dibor, and maisa of Torah and mitzvos. That's what we said. So tonight, the Baal Tanya is going to show us that the connection that is forged to Hashem through Torah is the deepest of connections. In fact, a deeper connection, it's a different level connection than the connection that's created when the neshama is able to do a mitzvah. So even though we have machshava, dibor, and maisa, right? We have thoughts, speech, and action as a category of levushim, of clothing. But the thoughts of Torah is the deepest connection. That connection that takes place in our brain, really. It's not our neshama, but it's in the brain. So the neshama is expressing itself into the brain. That is the deepest of connections. So that's what he's going to explain here. Ulitosefes bior be'er heitev lashon tfisa. He said, let's understand and explain a little bit more, what does the word tefisa mean? Now, where does this word tefisa show up? Tefisa means to grasp or to hold in English. But where does it show up? So the Baal Tanya tells us, Sha'amar Eliyahu, that Eliyahu said in Tikkuni Zohar, Eliyahu is quoted as saying about Hashem, he said the following, Les machshava tefisa bach klal. No mind can grasp you. It's a lashon of grasping or grabbing onto. That's the lashon of tfisa. Les machshava tfisa bach. No mind can grasp you, right? So on a simple level, what is Eliyahu HaNavi saying? No mind can grasp you. What do you think he's saying?
That no mind can grasp you?
Means Hashem's like too big to even imagine, like to even think about, to totally understand Hashem would be too much. That's on a simple level. You're 100% correct. But here the Baal Tanya is going to say that when it comes to the connection, Eliyahu HaNavi is specifically using the word tefisa because that's what happens. A grasp. It's a grasp is more than holding, right? If you're holding a pencil, that's one thing. If you're grasping the pencil, that's what the word tefisa means. It's much more. So what does it mean, tefisa? So says Zakta Alter Rebbe, Hine kol seichel, any piece of knowledge. Kishe maskil umasig besichlo eze muskal. Any person who could think, when they understand a piece of knowledge, so hare haseichel tofes es hamuskal umakifo besichlo. So what's happening is that When your mind is processing an idea, your mind is initially grasping onto the idea, and what's the wrapping that's taking place? There's your mind and there's the idea. Where is the idea when you're starting to understand it? It's in your brain, right? It's like rumbling around in however the brain works. We'll have to ask a doctor, but it's like rumbling around inside your brain. Your brain is grabbing the idea. Here you have an idea, here you have a brain, and the idea is going into the brain. So the brain is surrounding the idea. V'hamuskal nitfas umukaf umelubash betoch haseichel shehisigu v'hiskilu v'gam haseichel melubash b'muskal b'sha'a shemasigo v'tovso b'sichlo derech mashal. So he's going to say that what not only when you have an idea, when there's an idea, let's say you have an idea floating out there in the world, and now your brain, you're applying your brain power, you're thinking about that idea. So the first thing that happens is that the idea goes into your brain, right? But then that's the first thing that happens as you're thinking about it. But also another thing that happens when you grasp an idea is that the mind is completely wrapped inside of the idea. If you think about it, you have an idea. So when you start thinking about it, it goes into your brain and your brain is thinking about it. But then when you ever thought about something like so much, right? It's almost like the idea itself wrapped itself around your brain, right? So you not only is the idea in your brain, but the idea is wrapped around your brain. Your brain is inside the idea. That's like while you're thinking about it, the idea is just like bouncing around all around your brain inside and outside, right? So that's how brain power works. That's what the Baal HaTanya says. That's how brain power works. And now he's going to give us a mashal when it comes to Torah. And there's one key element that we have to keep in mind. Let's say it's an idea in science. Yeah? Let's say there's a science idea. So someone teaches you this idea, and now you're thinking about it. Now it's going into your brain, right? Someone's teaching you the science idea, and now it's going into your brain. So there's an amazing connection that your brain has with the idea. Not only is the idea in your brain, but the idea wraps all the way around your brain. So the idea is in your brain, but your brain is also in the idea. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's when it comes to science. Okay, so you just became one with the science idea. That's very nice. But now let's talk about Torah. So the Baal HaTanya says, Derech Mashal, Kisha Adam Mevin Umasig, Eze Halacha, B'Mishno Gemara La'ashura Al Borya. When a person understands and fully masters, let's say a certain halacha. Remember, he's giving a mashal. So he says, for example, let's say a person masters a certain halacha in a Mishnah or a piece of Gemara to understand it, mamish, to understand it all the way to its depths. Hare sichlo tofes umakif osa. His intellect is wrapping around the idea and grabbing hold of the idea of this halacha. Vigam, but that's not only the only thing that's happening. Also, in addition, sichlo melubash babo sosha. The idea is completely surrounding his mind and grabbing onto his mind at that time. So now, Zakta Balatanya, what's so special about that? That your mind is full of the idea and grabbing the idea, but also that the idea is grabbing your mind. So he says, when you're talking about Torah, what is that idea? We already said, I think last time we mentioned that Hashem took this whole big Hashem and all of his desires for the world. I remember talking about that last time. Hashem took all of these big desires for the world and he stuffed it into tiny little letters on a parchment, very physical things, into Torah ideas. That's where Hashem took himself, and he put himself into the Torah. So vihinei, says the Baal HaTanya, halacha zu, this halacha that you're learning, or this piece of Gemara that you're learning, that halacha is chachmaso uritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the wisdom and the will of Hashem. She'ala birtzono, that it has come up into Hashem's ratzon, that Hashem wants, she'yiton ruven kach v'kach derech mashal v'shimon kach v'kach, that Hashem decided that if there's an argument between Reuven and Shimon, right, like a Gemara, if you have a machlokas between Reuven and Shimon in a certain case, yehei hapsak b'neim kach v'kach, Hashem decided that this is the halacha and this should be the psak. This should be the halacha. Va'af im lo haya v'lo yiyah hadavar hazel olam lavo l'mishpat al tainos u'tvios elu, and even if the case is totally theoretical, Zakta Baltanya, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, when you're studying a piece of Torah and your brain is connecting to that piece of Torah, you're not just connecting to Torah. What are you actually connecting to? To Hashem. That's the main line of this whole perek. When you're connecting to a science idea, you're just connecting to the idea. And it's pretty cool how the idea is in your brain and it also surrounds your brain. That's pretty cool. Zakta Baal Tanya, but when it comes to Torah, it's a whole different level. When it comes to Torah, you're becoming so connected to that idea. That's what it means to be toe-faced, to grab hold of Hashem through Torah. Mikol makom, even if the case is totally theoretical, since this is the will of Hashem, that if there should be the certain machlokes and they should be arguing about something, that the halacha should be in accordance with this, what you're learning. So harei kisha adam yodeo masik besichlo psak zek halacha arucha b'mishno gemara poskim, when you're learning that piece of Mishnah, or when you're learning that little part of Biyam Darkecha, this is all the will of Hashem coming out into the world. And you, Harei Zemasik V'Tofes U'Makif B'Sichlo, what's happening inside of your brain? Hashem's himself is inside of your brain. If Torah is Hashem condensed into physical form, right? That's what we said. If Torah is Hashem condensed into physical form, so when you are becoming one with a Torah idea, you're becoming mamish, one with Hashem. You're connecting to Ritzono v'chachmaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're talking about, the less machshava tfisa bei. Because no thought, no intellect, no thinking could totally grab on to Hashem. That's like Hashem up there. There's a disconnect, the Baal Tanya. This is what Eliyahu HaNavi is saying. Less machshava tfisa bei. David, you said it means you can't even understand Hashem. What Eliyahu HaNavi, what the Baal Tanya is teaching us is that Eliyahu HaNavi is telling us that our brains are limited. If all you had was the brain and you were trying to understand Hashem all the way up there, that would be too difficult to do. Less machshava tfisa bei. But what can you be toe-faced? What can you grab onto? Grab onto Torah. And when you grab onto Torah, you're grabbing onto Mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? V'lo birtzono v'chachmaso. You can't chap Hashem all the way up there. He needs to come down into Torah. Ki im bihislab shusam bihalachos haruchos lefaneinu. The only way to connect Hashem, to really grab Hashem, is through the halachas that are put in front of us. Or a piece of Gemara, or a Mishnah, or a piece of Biyam Darkecha, or a Shir that you hear. The only way to grab, become one with Hashem, is through Torah. Not only are you grabbing on to Hashem, the Gam Sichlo Melubash Bahem, and your intellect, your brain, becomes wrapped and wearing, like Melubash means like wearing clothing, it's wearing Hashem. The who, and this connection is deeper than any other connection in the physical world, the Baal Tanya is about to tell us. And if you think about it, it's amazing. If you think about it, even when you mix ingredients and bake a cake, yeah, still each ingredient is its own. They're interacting nicely. It tastes good when you eat them all together, right? But are they mamish one? Do they become one? Think about a cake. You cut a cake, still crumbs inside, right? It never actually connects one to the other to become mamish one thing. But when it comes to our brains and Torah, since the process of learning Torah is one where our brain is full of Hashem and or Torah, and Hashem Torah is wrapped around our brain, that's mamish a unity. That's oneness. V'hu, and this oneness is a yichud nifla. It's an incredible unity and connection that there is nothing she'ein yichud kamohu v'lo ke'erko nimtza klal begashmias. That in all of the physical world, even when it comes to marriage, when they say v'hayu l'basar echad, still in the end of the day, we all know, still two different people, right? Still two different people with their own way of getting toothpaste out of the tube, right? Or their own ways of life, right? There's nothing in the physical world that you could connect two things and they could become one like this. Lios la'chadim u'miyuchadim mamish b'kol tzad u'pina, to become one complete unit from every angle and every corner and every conceivable perspective that you look at it, the brain and Torah become completely one. Incredible, incredible, incredible. For me, it's mind-blowing because he mentioned here, he's basically describing most of Shas that we talk about, right? You sit down to a Gemara, you open it up, and you have a big theoretical discussion about a cow falling into a pit, and it's a whole theoretical discussion, right? And you learn pages and pages and pages about cows and pits, or cows goring oxen, oxen goring cows, three times, six times, whatever it is, right? And he says that even when you're learning that, which is not necessarily practical, even if you're learning a part of Shas, let's say about Karbanos, we don't have Karbanos today, right? You're learning a part of Shas about Trumas and Maestras, about Truma and Meiser. We're not living in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's not practical for you at this moment, but understand that even though it's not the practical application that creates the connection to Hashem, but rather the thinking in Torah, when you're thinking in Torah, you are mamish, the closest connection, the most connected that a human being with a neshama can be to the creator of the world, which is amazing. People talk about maybe great rabbis, maybe even regular people. People talk about people that walk around and are always thinking in Torah, right? I met someone this week. I met the author, Baruch Hashem. I was zocha to meet the author of the Biyam Darkecha, Rav Pinchas Halberstadt. And I looked at someone with my own eyes who is completely connected to Hashem. Incredible. Amazing. And how does he do it? It's because what is his brain full of and what is wrapped around his brain at all times? Torah. Torah. So Torah is an incredible, incredible gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Because without it, less machshava tfisa bach Hashem, you'd be way much higher than our brains could even try to understand, right? The best example of seeing how high, how much higher or how removed we are from understanding Hashem, just think about infinity, right? Try to see the end of infinity. Can you see the end of infinity? Can you imagine the end of infinity? Mm-hmm. You could imagine it? Yeah, draw a picture in your mind of infinity.
At the end of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There can't be an end. How did you have something that doesn't have an end? Everything that we interact with has an end, right? This table has a beginning and an end. The chair, the safer, the phone, the computer, everything has a beginning and an end. And yet our brains are meant to try to chap Hashem, infinite, never ending, never starting. He was here from before the world. There was no moment that Hashem started or was born. It's very hard for our brains to understand. That's what Zakt Eliyahu HaNavi, Les Machshava Tfisa Bei. Your brain is not capable of fully understanding Hashem. You can't be Tovei Hashem. But what gift did Hashem give us? And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. I have a beautiful gift that I want to give to Klal Yisrael, the gift of Torah. Why is Torah such a gift? Seems like just a bunch of rules that you got to keep. Why is Torah such a gift? Because Torah is the only tool that we have to create this type of connection to Hashem. It's different than mitzvahs, and he's going to point out right now why it's different than mitzvahs. But just understand the pinnacle, he's putting on such a high level Torah. Now I have to understand how mitzvahs create a connection. But this, what we're describing, does not happen when you do a mitzvah. This intimate oneness that is created through thinking Torah, that's the only vehicle that we have to create this. He's going to show us why mitzvahs are different. Vizos, Zakta Balatanya, Vizos, and this what I'm describing is a Maila Yesera Gedola V'Nifla'a Le'ein Kates. He said, I can't fully describe how great this is, this greatness of Torah. Asher b'mitzvos yediyas haTorah v'hasagasa. This idea that I'm explaining, that you can only attain this level through thinking and understanding in Torah. It's greater, I'll call hamitzvos maisios. It's greater than any action mitzvah that we have. Let's use a simple example. Talis, tefillin, tzitzis. Torah learning and understanding is greater than any mitzvah, even a mitzvah that you do with your body, which you might think is more closer to Hashem because you're like touching a mitzvah. It's an action that you're doing. No, thinking in Torah is higher. Va'afilu al mitzvos hatuliyos b'dibor, even mitzvahs that are tali in speech, which is afilu al mitzvos talmud Torah shebedibor. Even mitzvahs Talmud Torah, even the mitzvah of learning Torah, right, which we do with our mouths. When you learn, you're supposed to learn out loud, at least to hear the words yourself. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Even the action mitzvahs that we do. So now think of, we had our three clothing that the soul, that the neshama wears, three articles of clothing. The first one was machshava, thinking in Torah. The next one was dibor, speaking, which is learning Torah, saying something nice to someone, using your mouth for mitzvahs. And the third one was mitzvos maisios, things that you could do. Machshava, dibor, maisa. Go ahead. He says, this thinking in Torah is higher than anything else that we have. Ki al yedei kol ha-mitzvos shebedibor u-maisa. Because through all the mitzvahs that are done through Dibur and Maisa, come sit down. What we're here, let's catch you up.
Okay.
Oh, this copy didn't come out. This one, 1 second. Got it? In the middle of Parakei? Okay. He just explained that our neshama expresses itself through thinking, speaking, and acting. And all of those are ways of our neshama expressing itself out into the world, and ways of that we can connect to Hashem. What he just finished saying is that the thinking of Torah is the most intimate, closest connection that anything that we've ever experienced in the physical world doesn't compare to the connection that is created with Hashem when we think about Torah. More than any mitzvos maisios, more than davening, more than speaking in learning, more than learning Torah with your mouth, speaking out your learning. Thinking, what takes place in the brain, in the machshava, is the deepest connection that we can have with Hashem. And he explained how that works. He said, when there's an idea outside of you, and now you process this idea in your brain, so the idea goes into your brain, and your brain is wrapped around the idea. But at that same moment as you're processing and thinking about this idea, the idea itself actually envelops your brain, right? Like we can say, I can't stop thinking about something. It's like it's just filling up my head. It won't go anywhere. He said, when it comes to Torah, when you're experiencing that, your brain is full of the idea, and the idea is enveloping your brain, right? So what is that Torah? What is Torah? We said last time, Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was mitzamtzem himself. He constricted himself and put himself from this whole huge thing that we would have no way to connect to and no way to understand and no way to even enter into having a relationship with. He took that whole big thing and he made it very simple. He said, here, black ink, white paper, here are the words. You got to learn this. And when you understand this and when you think about this, you're becoming one with not just what Hashem, not like there's Hashem and then there's Torah. Hashem, Kudsha Brichu V'Araisa is Chadhu. Yisrael also, we'll talk about that later in the Tanya. But Kudsha Brichu V'Araisa is Chadhu. Hashem took himself and put himself into the Torah. That's the word Anochi, we said in the fourth chapter, right? The word Anochi, the Zohar says, Ana Nafshi Kesavis Yahavis. I took myself and I put myself in Torah. So when my brain is now has an idea of Torah in it, I'm becoming one with the idea. The idea is becoming wrapping around my brain, and that idea is Hashem. So now I've attained the most intimate of connections that I can have with Hashem. He's going to say why that's different than mitzvahs, but that's what we did so far. Yeah,
yeah,
it's incredible.
Can I just like reframe what you were saying, because this is the way I'm thinking about it. I just want to see if, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a neshama lekis, right?
Yes.
Which is a piece of the Ein Sof, which is a piece of Hashem, right? So it's the same thing, but it's a piece. Now, we're thinking of it, we break off a piece and we put it into our bodies, you know, into our brain, whatever, wherever it is. But really, it's just connected, right? But it's in our body. And then we have Torah, which is also a piece. Let's say Hashem broke off a piece of his and said, here's the Torah, right?
Should I stop you in the middle if I don't agree with something?
Absolutely.
So I think it's important, is that it's not, the Torah is not a piece of Hashem that he put down here in the world. The Torah is the entirety of Hashem in with tzimtzum applied, where it's constricted down into this vessel called the Torah. It's the whole thing.
So basically, our neshama elokis and Torah is the same thing. But Torah is a way for us to better get a taste of what that is. Meaning, I don't feel my neshama elokis,
right?
Unfortunately, I try, but it's hard, you know. Or I think I do. Oh, I feel great now, and that's. But Torah is actually a rock solid thing that even in tzimtzum, regardless of what you feel, oh, it's boring, it's not boring, you know. But it's Torah, right? So Hashem's giving us, but it's the same thing, right? So when you learn Torah, I don't think about it even as my brain, or I'm just connecting the same thing with the same thing. So like, for example, I was thinking, if you, now I know water, H2O, whatever, let's not be too technical here, but you have a cup and you take a fire hose and you spray it into a cup, an 8-ounce cup, and you keep, the fire hose keeps going off, but the cup fills up exact full, but never overflows, never looks overwhelmed, meaning you could learn and learn and learn. You can open that, you're never going to feel overwhelmed by it. It's not going to overflow and be a mess. It's part of this thing that is Ein Sof, meaning Torah, Ribono Shel Olam, our neshama elokis are all the same thing, which is also unlimited. So when you turn on the fire hose and you're learning Torah, your neshama elokis takes that and says, oh, you're me. Like, so you actually are you're connecting. So when we talk about mitzvos, because we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam.
Oh, we're about,
because mitzvos,
yeah.
Right? But you're saying mitzvah, I mean, he's saying, but for, you were teaching, the mitzvos are ways for the neshama to express its thanks and to express its wonder at the thing that it's part of.
There's a connection that's created through mitzvahs also.
Right, there's a connection there, and it's important, and we need it, but it's a way of expressing ourselves to Hashem.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily Hashem itself. Now, of course, everything is Ein Sof. I'm not, you know, everything is part of Hashem technically, right? Even the
Right.
thing, even the science thing, right? Is
Right.
Hashem too. There's a spark of Kedusha, but it's not mamish, the thing that Hashem wants us to see, which is the Torah is me. The
Yes.
science, sure, it's in the Torah too, if you look for it. You know, so if you look at it as Torah, I don't know, I'm just trying to decipher, to like separate, you know, what is the mitzvos versus what is the Torah. And like, it's hard because we're saying our brains are wrapped. So when I think of my brain, I'm thinking it's a cup of water, and I fill up the cup, and I'm afraid I don't want too much. It's going to over. No, it's literally ain't so. There's no limit to how much Torah you can take in and
Inside
feel
you're,
amazing.
you're describing Torah inside your brain, right?
Right.
But that, and that's awesome. But not only is the Torah, i.e. Hashem, in filling up your brain, but it's
Right.
also wrapping itself all the way around your brain, and completely your brain is now existing inside of this idea.
I
What
see.
does that mean? I'll read some words here. I'll read some
Yeah.
words, some good words. He says in the Practical Tanya, he says, there's yet another dimension to the experience of mentally grasping. And this is how he explains it. Until you've mastered the idea, it still captivates you, which means that you are absorbed in the idea. The idea has captivated you. Those are words of like, you're in the idea. As soon as you have mastered it fully, it ceases to captivate you, since you have absorbed everything there is to know about the subject. At that point, the idea is absorbed inside of you. So the ideas, he's saying, like, the ideas is around your brain and in your brain at different points, but there's a, the idea grabs you. You're grabbed by, I'm grabbed by that thought, right? I'm grabbed by that thought. And then as I think about it more, I grab the thought.
Right. So this thing I struggle with this kind, it really answers a question of mine. Maybe it's not a positive thing, but right. You know, I've been learning, but I've been learning passively. I mean, I've been listening to Shirim. I've been, you know,
that's
but not
active.
like
That's
breaking
active.
my teeth on a piece of Gemara.
That's
So I'm
okay.
not trying to
That's
put myself
active.
down. What's that?
That's active. Don't let anyone from your past tell you that that's not active
Well,
learning.
that's what I'm trying to deal with right now, because the, and you know, when you're in yeshiva, you're and I did. I felt there are times where I connected to it. I felt amazing. Wow. Like what my Rebbe just taught us, it blew my mind, right? So that to me is the only way I can have it wrap me up, if that makes sense. Sometimes I hear things from the Tanya or from Biyam D'Arkacha that, wow, that concept blows my mind. So I could see it from that way too. So
Right.
like I'm trying to figure out what that means. Is it any Torah that, where I'm listening to a shir and I'm
Yeah.
like, do you know what I'm saying? Or
Yeah.
do I need
Yeah.
to like
It's any Torah. And the beauty of this is sometimes we sit in a shir and we hear like a Dvar Halacha about like Tefillas Haderech. And you're like, I don't need to know all these halachas about Tefillas Haderech, right?
Right.
Or it's not practical. Or we sit down at night Seder with my son and we're talking about if you borrow something and the owner's with it, right? Bailav Imo, the halachas of Bailav Imo, right? In Hashoel. And you're like, this is not very practical. Like, you don't borrow people anymore. We don't like, I don't like, hey, could I borrow your ladder and also you come work for me? Like, we don't do that, right? So it's like not very practical. And sometimes I have a problem connecting to that. It's like, it's not practical. Then is it just an intellectual pursuit? Like we could like, we're like playing volleyball with Torah. Like, oh, that's great, Kasha. I'll give you a teretz. Like we'll kind of volley back and forth. Like, is that what we're doing? And here, I think he's pointing out that there's a value in just every little piece of Torah that goes into your brain, because not only is it going into your brain, it's also wrapped around your brain.
Right.
Like, there's something to be said, I think. There's something to be said for like yeshiva style learning, most definitely. But I also think that I think this not that one should leave it behind, but I also think that as a person matures, there are other areas of Torah that might not be sitting down to a sugya in Gemara, but there are other areas of Torah where their neshama needs and pushes them to connect with Hashem in other areas of Torah, right? And I think that that's like people find it when they're supposed to find it, you know, like they find other areas of Torah that like, and for some people it's within the world of Shas, but they're like enamored by Rabbi Akiva Eger's questions on Shas, you know, like they love Rabbi Akiva Eger, or they love a good Taisus. That could very well be, but I think it's your neshama saying, I need the connection with Hashem. So you got to find it. You got to go find it. And I think that I will say for sure, I don't think that your neshama is disappointed when you open up a Biyam Darkecha and get some hisorus about Avodas Hashem. I think that's also exactly what he's describing, is that you are 100% directly, completely connected with Hashem at that moment. That's,
yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I think the point
any
you're
Torah
making,
idea, any Torah right. idea, even this like Dvar Halacha, or even like sometimes you sit in shul and you hear a speech. Not in the shuls that we go to, but sometimes it could be that someone's sitting in shul and they hear a speech and they're like, it's not so practical, or I didn't really like this speech. But just like with we're not even talking about emuna here, but I think with full emuna, you 100% needed to be exposed to that message. For some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that you, in all of history, was culminating in this moment that you're sitting in the pews being exposed to this message, right? And I think it's the Yetzer Hara that tells us, like, that wasn't for you, or he wasn't talking to you, or it wasn't very practical, or I didn't like where he went with that. But like sometimes that he's just like jumping right in there to make sure you don't get the message. But any idea of Torah is creating this connection with the Kadosh Baruch, as long as we're applying our brains to it. Right. Sometimes we're just listening with our ears, but our brains are not involved. Right. I've listened to Shiurim like that also, Chaim. Like,
yeah, me too.
You put on
for
a,
sure.
You put on a good Shiur on YouTube, and you're like an hour 15. You're like, oh, I can get some stuff done while I listen to this.
1.5 speed. I've been there.
Yeah, 1.5. You know, but
yeah,
this what he's describing is when you're really applying your brain, when you're really thinking about it, it creates that connection.
But the thing that I struggle with, and I'm sorry that I'm taking up so much time, but it's such an important thing, is we have the concept of Ein Od Melado, which again, this is all new to me, so I haven't learned more Tanya than you've taught me. No pressure, but
neither have I.
So we have Ein Od Melado, which is everything is Hashem, but then there's something extra special about Torah and our neshama that's a piece of Hashem, but really it's in all of it. That's why it's confusing.
Yeah,
but maybe the tzimtzum is not applicable to the Torah or our neshama, meaning there's a tzimtzum out there, but when you're learning Torah, it's actually not hidden, it's there right in our face. Now, the tzimtzum is it's not always enjoyable, you know, so.
Right.
I'm struggling with it. So when you're saying like it wraps around you and it's part of you, that sounds like the difference between regular life where things are hard sometimes and we have to believe in Hashem, you know, Amunah and all those concepts. But with Torah itself, it doesn't necessarily apply. The Amunah itself, it's just Hashem. You don't even have to think about it. It's just Hashem.
Right. Torah is a different level. Torah is a different level in that even though we say and believe and understand that Ein Od Melvado and that everything is just existing inside of Hashem, he's still, the way I look at it, he still gave us a portal whereby if you look through this little hole called Torah, right? Like you look through here, you'll see Hashem.
Right.
Hashem's on the other side. Like Hashem's inside of here. Like if you look into it, Hashem's inside of it. My mushel's not so good, but
But that's why it's Keneged Kulam, because we say, oh, davening, you could pierce this gate and that gate. And meantime, if you just learn some Torah, and again, I'm not putting myself down for, you know, and Hashem still wants you to daven because that's in his Torah, that's halacha. Like, again,
right.
We can get crazy with it, but
right.
Yeah.
Right. But here he says, okay, so let's go to the line where he says, let's continue. Let's get, I think this is really, really valuable because it really defines the whole idea of Torah and what it's going on. What does he say? It's more valuable where you have the place. I don't know, but he says, I didn't read anything yet. Right. He says, it's a mila yaseira gedola v'nifla le'ein kates asher b'mitzvah yediyas ha-Torah v'asagasa. Yeah. Al kol hamitzos maisios, so afil al mitzos atulius bedibor, va'afil al mitzos talmud Torah shebedibor. This level of connection that one can have by thinking in Torah is higher than everything else. Because every mitzvah that is done with speech or action, HaKadosh Baruch Hu malbish es hanefesh umakifa or Hashem, mirosha v'ad ragla. Hashem is enveloping you, like think about wearing a talis. You can't wear a talis and also have a talis inside of you, right? You can't be wrapped in a talis and also be wrapping yourself around the talis. There's just no, the words don't even make sense. Right. I was thinking about it today. Tefillin. You can only wrap yourself in tefillin. You can't wrap tefillin in you, right? It's an amazing thing that's taking place. Hashem is coming down and resting himself, wrapping himself around you. That's amazing. It's a great, great place to be. But it's not this double whammy that you get when you think in Torah. Ubiyidiyas haTorah milvad, and it's only in yidiyas haTorah, in attaining knowledge in Torah, and Torah knowledge, and learning Torah, and using your brain, shaseichel melubash b'chachmas Hashem, that the seichel is actually wearing, so to speak, the wisdom of Hashem, meaning Hashem is wrapped around your brain. Hine gam chachmas Hashem b'kirbo, masha seichel machis v'tofes, umakif b'siflo, masha efshalo litfos. So Hashem's not only wrapping around your brain, but the Hashem idea is inside of your brain. Your brain is processing it, whatever you're able to attain. Ulahasig, and whatever you're able to reach, miyadiyas haTorah, ish kefi sichlo. And he says, he's a Baal Tanya is very clear. Remember, this is a message that he, we didn't talk about this, but this the Baal Tanya said, at the beginning, in the introduction to the Tanya, which is a beautiful, beautiful letter that he writes to his Hasidim, he says, the point of the Sefer is so that I just don't have enough time to give everyone practical advice. So I'm going to write a Sefer that's going to contain within it all practical advice. So he can't only be talking to people that can attain very high levels of Torah understanding. He says, ish kefi sichlo, each one according to their intellect, according to your level, v'koach yidiyaso, v'hasagaso bepardes, and whatever energy or power or ability you have to understand and reach all the levels of Torah, pardes. You see how he's making this a very broad message, right? He's talking about pshat, remez, drush, sod. This applies to all areas of Torah and all people on all levels. Any bite of Torah. This is why, like, a big part of what I do all day is figure out how to get big ideas of Torah into, like, things that people nowadays will pay attention to. Small ideas, one-liners, right? What's the value in that? Did they learn a whole parak of Gemara? Did they make a siyum on Shas? What are we doing here, right?
Bite size.
It's bite size because every little bite is valuable because it creates that connection. So if the neshama can... Chaim, like you were saying, like the neshama wants this. The neshama wants to reconnect to its source, to the likeness that it finds. I'm the same as Torah. I'm also from Hashem. The Torah is Hashem. Great. I love that. Right? So if we can wake that up with even a bite of Torah and think about what the ramifications for ourselves. Sometimes we think, like, I really don't have time. I can't. But then you recognize that, like, every word, you don't even have to finish a line, like every word that you can put into your brain, every word of Torah that you can put in, incredible value, the incredible connection that you're creating with Hashem. More than mitzvahs was his point here in this line. More than mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, Hashem is wrapping himself around you, and that's a great place to be, but you're not wrapping Hashem in you, right? You're wrapped in the talis. You're not wrapping the talis. Ulefi shebiyadiyas haTorah, haTorah milubeshes b'nefesh ha'adam v'sichlo, umukefes b'socham, l'chein nikres b'shem lechem umazon hanefesh. He says Torah is referred to in a mashal as the food and the bread of the soul. Torah feeds your soul. Why? Because it's like food. Food, ki kemosha halechem hagashmi zones haguf, just like physical food sustains and makes the body happy, kishemach niso besocho v'kirbo mamish, when you can take that food and put it into your body, inside of you, v'nepach sham lios damu basar kibsaro, your food actually becomes a part of your body, right? The food is completely ingested and digested and becomes part of your body. V'azai yichya v'yiskayim, and that's how you live. He says that's why Torah is called food for the soul. Kach bi diyas ha-Torah v'ha-sagasa, b'nefesh ha-adam, shalomda heitiv bi'iyun sichlo. When a person learns well and applies his seichel, right? Got to pay attention. Got to apply your seichel. When you apply your seichel, you're eating the Torah. You're mamish eating the Torah in a spiritual way. How do you?
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat. Yeah. Well, what is your mouth and digestive system for Torah? You can't eat the Torah. It's not normal to eat paper, right? But what's your mouth? What is the organ that is built to ingest Torah? Your brain. Your brain is the eating, is your mouth. Your brain is your digestive system for Torah. And when you take Torah into your brain, that's what gives your neshama life. Just like eating a piece of bread gives your body life. And that's why Torah, the mashal that we use, one of the mashalim that we use for Torah, is that it's lechem umazon for the soul. It's bread and sustenance for the soul. Because the Torah actually becomes a part of who you are. Ad shenitfeses besichlo umisachedes imo b'hayu le'achadim. And you become mamish one with the Torah. Nase mazon lenefesh v'chayim bekirba michaya chayim ein sof baruch hu. Right? Like Chaim, like you were saying, this is the Ein Sof. This is so big. How do you take a bite out of the Ein Sof? Right? Until even the Ein Sof, Hamulubash bechachmasa v'taraso shebekirba, becomes now into you, becomes part of you. And that's what David HaMelech says, v'sarascha besoch meyai, your Torah's in my belly. Your Torah's in my belly, meaning in my soul's belly, because I ate it. I ate it all up. Ukmasha kasa beitz chayim. And he says, like the Eitz Chaim says, Shar Mem Dalet, Shalevushe haneshamos b'Gan Eden hina mitzvos. That when we talk about Gan Eden, whatever that is, right? When we talk about Gan Eden, it's interesting. He's not talking about Olam Haba. He's talking about Gan Eden, right? But the clothing for the soul in Gan Eden is mitzvos. V'ha-Torah hi amazon l'neshamos. Sha'asku ba'olam hazeh b'Torah lishma. And the Torah is the food for the neshama. So meaning, you get like a bank account. This is the bank account that you're creating in this world. When you do mitzvahs, then your neshama is like fully expressed. So when it gets to Gan Eden, whatever that is, right? Not getting involved. But when it gets to Gan Eden or Olam Haba, or it's just in neshama land, it's fully enclosed with your mitzvahs that you did. Because it's fully expressed. Mm-hmm. And what does it eat? What does it get to eat? What are the cookies in Gan Eden? The cookies are the Torah that you learned in this world. The Torah is food. Torah, food, mitzvahs, clothing. That's what the Pri Etz Chaim says. That's what he says.
That's the like Kalar Amachivarim Neged the Neshama, right?
Yeah.
Right, the mitzvahs are connected to the neshama.
Mitzvahs, asay, and los asay,
right.
All have a body part.
Right.
A so soul body part.
Mitzvah, right, you have a soul body part. You're doing the mitzvah in the next world, in Gan Eden.
Yes, you're getting food to that. You're getting food. Mitzvahs are the clothing that your neshama wears, and Torah is the food that goes into it, those Torah ideas that go all the way into your body. I think there's one more line, right? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. There's one more extended line. Well, he just made a comment and he said, the Torah that you learn, lishma.
Right.
What is that word? Lishma. For its sake. For what sake? What does that mean? So obviously we're talking about, he mentioned a couple of times that the Torah understanding that we're talking about is when you're applying your brain power. Right? That's an important element. And here he's adding another element, that there's an element of that it should be lishma. What is lishma? Torah lishma, ulishma hainu. In other words, what's lishma? Kidei lekasher nafsho lahashem. In order to bind my soul with Hashem, al yidei hasagas haTorah ish kefi sichlo. that each person according to their level should connect themselves, should learn Torah lishma. What does that mean, learning Torah lishma? So some people say, and it actually is very well sourced, and it's brought down from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim, where he says Torah lishma means Torah for the sake of Torah, right? You have to talk to someone else to figure out what exactly that means. But here the Baal HaTanya for sure is saying different words. Whether he means something different or not, I don't know. But he's for sure saying different words. He says Torah lishma means, what does it mean to learn Torah lishma? B'kasher nafsho l'Hashem al yedei hasagas haTorah. To connect yourself to Hashem through the understanding of Torah. So think about it, before any time, before you sit down to learn, to have a thought that I am about to engage in something that creates the most intimate connection that a human being and their soul can have with the creator of the world. That's what I'm about to engage in. It's incredible, incredible. And you have that thought, that creates an environment where you're learning Torah lishma. Does it make any sense in that equation to be learning Torah to be honored or to be able to prove someone else wrong, right? All these other ulterior motives that people have for learning, or maybe it's societal, right? All those things fall away. When you sit in front of a sefer and you say, I'm about to engage in it, the only connection that we have that is like on the, that is on this level. Mitzvahs aren't like this. Speaking and learning is not like this. The only time this connection is forged, is created, is inside of my brain. It's incredible. The gift that Hashem gave us of a brain, right? We have this tool, right? Okay. And then he says, oh, he gets a little bit in the parentheses. Okay, we'll leave that out. We'll continue with Perek Vav next week. Oh, he's just pointing out mazon is inside, becomes part of you. And that's the whole idea of Torah here. So just have this in mind next time you learn Torah. It's a beautiful thought to have. He's not talking about davening. He's not talking about mitzvahs. It's not his focus. Right here, he's just pointing out the soul has the ability to interact with the world through thought, speech, and action. And the thinking of Torah that the soul is able to do using the body, the brain, but the thinking of Torah that the soul is able to do is the deepest connection, deeper than any other connection we can have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you wrap tefillin on your arm, you're wrapped in Hashem. And when you wrap yourself in a talis, you're wrapped in Hashem. And when you shake a lulav and esrog, Hashem's light is wrapping around you. But it's not becoming one with you inside of you. And the only thing that can create that type of connection, excuse me, is the learning of Torah. Incredible. Incredible. No? Incredible. Incredible. Perek Hey. Gevaldik. Gevalt. That's Perek Hey. Okay. Be'ezus Hashem, next week we get to meet the other side. We've been talking about all the bad and all the good and the nefesh elokis, and the soul that we have that comes from Hashem. Next week in Mirtz Hashem, we get to meet the other side. The other side is our nefesh habahamis, and we're going to go into it and try to figure out what the what that is. That's Perek Vav. That's where he introduces us to the nefesh habahamis, and we get to learn what is our dark side made of. Okay. Gevaldik. Gevaldik shkayach.
The Torah Lishma, that was like chiddush for me, because that he brought it in the end and not the beginning. Because in the beginning, when I was like, oh, Reuven and Shimon, and I was like, so even if I'm just like this guy that's learning Gemara, you can look like most like, you know, just like a regular Yabal Bas or Yeshiva guy, I'm learning what does he say, what he knows, time, what's knowledge, like without even thinking about Hashem,
right?
That itself maybe is right. Already out of my nefesh is inside the Torah, it's wrapping up, and then it's kind of like, no, but it has to be lishma.
But that, yeah, the highest level is lishma, but we can't forget Chazal said
there that lishma.
Shalom lishma comes to lishma, right? The words that they use are mitoch shalom lishma balishma, right?
Yeah.
So in Chassidus, I think they explain that inside of the lolishma there's also lishma, because your neshama's is activated. Lamaisa, you're learning Torah. So you're doing it shalolishma, you're doing it because you have a test, right? Or you're doing it because you want to impress someone.
Right.
You're doing it, you think you're doing it shelo lishma, but mitoch shelo lishma, balishma, there's lishma also in there because your neshama is connecting to Hashem on this deep level.
Right.
That's what they say. That's what they say from.
I've also heard this different thing of what lishma means, like on the most makel, so to speak, is that as long as it's not lekanter,
right,
then it's already lishma.
Right.
You know,
right.
Basically, there's higher levels that.
Right.
So that's also makes it a little bit easier.
Right, yeah, for sure. But I know Rav Chaim Volozhiner talks about. I don't understand what it means. I don't know if they're arguing. I don't know if they are. Everyone makes a big argument out of them, and then some people make not an argument. Torah for the sake of Torah, but I don't know what he means. But I do understand downstream of one understanding of that is the idea that there's like an importance in Torah itself, on its own.
Yeah.
And I think the Baal HaTanya would tell you that Torah is important because it is the connection to Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning there's a because.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Lishma is. Like Torah is important because it connects you to Hashem.
Right.
Torah is important. No, everyone agree, like there's a baseline, everyone agrees.
Right.
The question is why? Is Torah important because Torah? Torah? The most important thing? Or is Torah important because it creates that connection?
What's the first step? How can you say
is that what Rav Chaim Volozhiner is saying? Is that no, Torah Lishma means for Lishame the Torah means I don't want anything else. Maybe not even a connection with Hashem. I want a connection with the Torah. There's such a thing out there. There's such a mindset.
I mean, Hashem created the Torah, gave us the Torah.
Yeah, but now he gave it to us. Now we have a thing called Torah. So yeah, now we have a thing called Torah, and I want to connect to the Torah. And I say, and from what I heard from the tzaddikim, is I don't want to connect to the Torah. No, don't end the sentence there. I don't want to connect to the Torah. I want to connect to Hashem. Oh, Hashem gave me the most incredible, only way that my physical world is able to connect to the spiritual.
It's Torah. Very hard to see the first step. It's very hard.
It is. It is. I agree. I agree with you.
The whole an anafshi kasvisi habis.
Yeah.
The whole Torah. Hashem gave us a Torah with anochi, which means
is
put myself in Torah.
Is Hashem right?
What else would it be?
I don't know. Maybe after. Maybe I don't know. I can't defend what I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand it.
Right.
So it's my lack of understanding. It's a derech and avodas Hashem. It's just my lack of understanding. There's a question. I think the Baal HaTanya talks about.